Blog Talk Radio. Captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. Change shit, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangster distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money filled through the thing with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing till chicken in a five-star suite. Come on, with some five-star freaks getting high all week. Let's catch me in the week. I was up and back with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, bars backseat. That's me, getting nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights, it's the moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello, good morning,
let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning, hello, good evening, you go, you've been in, cause you know that you really need it, and not the one that you wanna be with, but right now, baby, you dreaming.
Wake
up and turn the lights on.
Bad boy, bitch. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's work, let's work. Make you feel good, too. Let's work. Don't stop, I see you, let's work. Get that dirty money.
How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the cola V. Literally go. Little did he know how that nigga did he flow. Nigga, did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough? Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie. Hello.
Thank you. your hands together for the bass, the real.
To the real.
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on another motherfucking installment of the motherfucking show. How the fuck are you girls motherfucking doing, honey? We are here. I am live. I am jet lagged, girls, honey. I am fresh off the motherfucking airplane, honey. Not longer than 20 minutes ago, girls. And it was a mess. Chicago was a mess, girl. It was a fool. It was a mess, honey. But before I talk about the negative, let me give you the positives. It was fabulous. I had fun. I enjoyed myself, honey. You know, woke up Saturday morning, went on Delta.com, found me a round-trip ticket for 134 girls, honey. Round-trip, 134, into Chicago, back to New York. Honey, tell the girls about shopping. Oh, girl, please, honey, please. Wait, Blackjack, honey, don't pass me yet, Blackjack. Let me finish telling you my weekend, honey. I got to recap my weekend before I get to the function, honey. And before I get to the function, I bring my co-hosts on. You know, I got a bunch of co-hosts, special guests, co-hosts for tonight, honey. They was at the function, honey, because I want to be doing all, you know, all the shade and stuff. But, yes, I went to Chicago Saturday afternoon, got to Chicago. The children picked me up from the airport. Jaquan picked me up from the airport. I went down to my hotel, got my room, and it was really cute. Had a blast, honey. I had a blast at the function. Didn't say the function was a blast, but I had a blast at the function. West Coast Kelly was definitely in the building. They went to the after hours, honey. The after hours was really cute, you know. I felt like one of the Pussycat Dolls, honey. I was dancing up on the pole at the party, honey. It was really cute. Then went to that, what should I call it? Then I went to the Kiki function on Sunday, honey. I'm only using the words that the girl said. The girls that I was affiliating with, this is what the girl said. Okay? We went to the Mini Boards of Lux on Saturday, honey. And we went to the Kiki function yesterday. And I was in the mid-mess, and it was a motherfucking mess, a mid-mess. And I'm not calling it that. That's what the girls called it, honey. But I'm not going to give y'all too much about the ball, honey. I know Rodney's going to be on the phone line because he was taking notes on the sideline at the ball, and he was catching things and seeing things and all types of things. So Rodney's going to be on the phone line. I know my good girlfriend, Tayana's going to be on the phone line. I know my co-host from the blast from the past that's always here. When she has time, Nicole's going to be here. And then my favorite godson, my new co-host, Jaquan, is going to be here. So, baby, it's going to be a full mess, honey. Nicole has some scandals and some teas for this weekend that happened with her. The ball, the Mini Ball Deluxe was a mess. The Kiki function on Sunday was a mess, girl. And all of that mistake for $134 mistake. And a 3-hour layover today in Detroit mistake. So you know mother is over it mistake. We're going to talk about the girls that got chopped. We're going to talk about the girls that should have walked and all type of things mistake, honey. Yes, we're going to get to all of that, honey. So hold on, Fem Queen with 15 inches and Blackjack. We're going to get to all of that, the shade, the chops, and all of that mistake. We're going to get to all of that, honey. And, you know, I want the girls to call in and, you know, and talk about things and ask questions. I don't just want to put everything out there. I want the girls to call in and ask questions and things and all types of shit, honey. Yes. Leave the airport on my way home. I'll be there. Okay. Well, Rodney will be on.
Dollar,
another day. Hello?
Hey, Cully.
Hey, Jaquan. What's going on, Jaquan? We is live on the air. Hold on 1 minute, Jaquan. Talk for 1 minute, Jaquan. Tell him, stop talking about the function. Hold on, okay?
All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, everybody in the chat room. The function. The function was, I guess it was fun, like Kelly said, or whatever. I had a good time. It was my birthday. I had fun with Kelly. She was in the after-hours basement, emoting off the poles and everything. What else happened? I don't know what else to say. I don't really remember a lot that happened, but it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. Where's Kelly? Where is somebody?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Yes.
You can't believe me like that.
Oh, no. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, you know. We're definitely going to be getting into all the drama and the madness and everything that happened.
Hello?
When you outside.
Okay. Kelly.
Hello, sorry, Jaquan. I had an important phone call. I was giving somebody my address, and I couldn't give my address on air. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Honey. We don't want the girls just popping up, you know, at the spot, honey.
So you
be
moping in the
closet? Honey, who said that?
I said that.
So
you
I
was
in the chat room.
You was emoting off the pole in the basement, and you broke the pole. Kelly broke the pipe at the top of the basement.
Mistake. Listen, baby, those girls was turning a light on. Mistake. Okay, I told you girls. Listen, I don't hide anything. Mistake.
Oh.
I don't. I don't hide anything from anybody. You know, from time to time, I dabble with things that the girls do on the frequent basis. The girls have to do things just to be in a club Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and Fridays, and Saturday. From time to time, mother dibbles and things, honey. And this weekend was a weekend that I dibbled and I dabbled, okay? You know, my birthday's coming up real soon, so, you know, I'm enjoying myself, Miss Thing. A lot of my girlfriends that I came out with, bitch, they didn't even make it to my age. So, you know, I'm enjoying myself, honey. So, you know, I don't know what happened. That was not Mother East Coast and the ball and the motherfucking after I was this day. That was West Coast Kelly. That was my twin sister. I sent her to the function. I was here home all weekend. East Coast was in the East Coast all weekend. That was West Coast Kelly that was at the function.
Oh.
Yes, that was West Coast Kelly. I sent her to represent me, honey. Yeah. So what's the date?
What's the tea with who?
Well, Rodney just got off his flight, and his phone is going dead, and he said he'll be home in about 20 minutes. So, you know, we could just talk before we get Rodney and get Tayana on. We could talk for a minute before we get into it. So I don't want to start recapping the ball and then have to go back to recapping the ball. So how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. It was good from Friday. I had got all my stuff. I got on the road. I went to Chicago or whatever. I got there like early Saturday, and then just started getting ready for the ball. I got a haircut and stuff, and saw all my family and house members, and saw you. And I was just excited. I was really excited, but then I was kind of like discouraged because I guess I hyped the weekend up to be so much more than what it actually turns out to be. You know,
but it was a blast, honey, and happy birthday. It was definitely a blast for you, honey. It was your birthday weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was the fun part. Yeah, and the party and the after party and after the after party and...
After the after party, it was the party in the hotel lobby and shit, honey. I know it was for me, honey, because after the after party, bitch, we had the party in the motherfucking room, bitch. So we after party at the after party, honey. I partied into Sunday morning until about 9 o'clock. When I woke up.
That all day Sunday, because I was calling you on Sunday, and I was like, you know what, I don't know why I keep calling Kelly, because she probably sleeps.
I was asleep, honey. I have to apologize to some people, because I was really being a mess this weekend. I was really being a mess. I didn't do anything sexually with anybody. I did not do anything sexually with anybody, but I know I was being a mess this weekend. Well, I wasn't, but West Coast was, mistake. I flirted with my grandson's little piece, mistake. I flirted with somebody else's piece, mistake. And I want to say to y'all girls, mistake, if y'all see me flirting with y'all men and feeling on the mistake, I am so sorry, mistake. That was a narcotic. I am so sorry, and I apologize, mistake. I don't normally come like that, honey, but I am so sorry.
I don't know what happened.
I am so sorry, honey, but I was at a whole nother place this weekend, honey, and I had fun. Hold on, somebody said they want my email address. They want to send me some pictures, honey. Let me send them my email address, honey, so they can send me these pictures, honey.
Why I can't see you on Uber?
Oh, because I'm on iChat, honey. You know I'm be on iChat, honey. I be all over. You know I'm nationwide, honey.
Ugh.
I made sure. Why. So how did you like the function?
I had fun at the function. I was rushed because I didn't think it was going to really start on time, and it started, like, on time. Let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
So it started, I mean, I'm not going to say it started at 11:45, but it started at like 12:30-ish, because when I got there, I heard them was calling my category outside, and I had to run. So I got there, and I walked, and all that. And after that, then I just, what did I do? Nothing. It was only like 5 categories, it felt like, and it was all performance. And I just got over and started walking around and talking to everybody. And
there was only 5 categories.
But since what kept me company was my services, and that's all that mattered. So that's
baby,
then.
Well, only thing I know is they came and picked me up. I was very appalled. You know, I'd be very upset, honey, when I have to take and, you know, pull all of this together, because it's a lot to pull together. You know, I'm a big girl. It's a lot to pull together. So for me to have to pull this together, honey, and start pulling it together at motherfucking 9:45, so I can be ready for my pickup at 11:15, honey, and then get to the function at 11:30 and just sit there for a whole hour. I was so pickled. I was very upset. I was ready to go back to my hotel. I was over it. I was really over it. I was ready to go back to my hotel. And then to have another Ebony function mistake that only has 5 to 6 categories, Ebony's, it's time to do something about this, honey. But I want to definitely, before I don't want to start reading, I want to give a shout-out to all the guys and the girls that was definitely in the building. Definitely to the icon Dre Ebony. Definitely to Father Roy Ebony, legendary Father Roy. Father Carlos Ebony was definitely in the building. Mother Toya was in the building. Who else was in the building? Legendary Mother Mimi Visu was in the building. Who else was in the building? I was in the building.
James.
Banks was in the building. Who else was in the building? Legendary Berlin. Legendary Malachi Garcon was in the building. Who else was in the building, Jaquan?
James Caan.
James Caan was in the building. Legendary Tayana Milan was in the building. Rodney Milan was in the building, honey. Who else? It was the girls was in the building. The children was in the building, honey. And then it was some other girls that was in the building. Who is it? Ooh, my Lord. I am gagging at these girls, Miss A.
Who?
These pictures that the girls sent me, Miss A.
Of you?
No, baby, you know I don't pose, Miss A. The paparazzi tried to get me, honey. this Milan child, honey. I ain't going to spill his name, honey. But I was at the after hours, honey, and they were trying to take pictures of mother, honey. And, you know, I had to run it hard, honey. The paparazzi was trying to get me, honey. They were trying to snap me, honey. You know, they wanted to have me up on the radio show tonight, honey.
Mm-hmm. You should have been up there.
Why should I have been up there? You should have been up there.
The way you was acting, Kelly, oh, my God.
Baby, I cannot help it, honey. I was having fun. I was enjoying myself. I was partying.
Look,
I was partying.
You was moving like you was walking on clouds, Kelly.
I was partying for you for your birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, because you wasn't partying the way you needed to be partying, so I had to party for you.
Inside. Oh, I was partying inside.
Baby, I had to party for you, honey. I needed you to party some more. I needed you to party like you was a motherfucking superstar celebrity, honey. Like you was Jay-Z, honey. You wasn't partying like that, honey. You was partying like you just got your friend. You just got signed, honey. You was very casual, honey. I needed you to let it out.
I'm gonna let out in Miami.
Honey, but I don't know, Mister. I want to know the girls want to. No, the girls want me. The girls I'm before you know. Femme Queen was 11 inches and Blackjack wanted to know about me chopping Angel Herrera. Femme Queen or Blackjack, what do y'all want to know about me chopping her? I chopped her. So what do y'all want to know?
What night was this?
That was at the ball on Saturday, the mini ball deluxe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is not what I'm calling it. Girls that I was with, you know, I'm not calling it this. Girls that the girls that I was talking to at the after party and girls that I talked to last night, that's what they was calling it. They said the ball on Saturday was a mini ball deluxe, and then the ball on Sunday was a Kiki function.
Well, yeah. That's not even really a read to me, like a mini ball deluxe. That's just like saying the amount of people that was there.
Yes, that's what happened, Blackjack. The girls was not voguing like they wanted that $1,500. They was voguing like if the category was for $50, and that's why the girls got chopped, okay? And that's the problem with these girls. These girls get a little name for their motherfucking self, and if they feel that they can be a Sanaya or Alyssa or any of these girls that come out here and say, and just give you a couple of two-steps and say, and you supposed to give them their motherfucking tears. No, bitch. It's 1,500 motherfucking girls, bitch. You bitches need the motherfucking Vogue like it's $1,500 because I wouldn't want nobody to come to my motherfucking ball and sit up on a Jenner's panel and just let bitches through for my motherfucking coin, bitch. This was not the motherfucking Globe. It was not motherfucking Esquilinas, bitch. It was not one of these little kiki functions, bitch. It was $1,500. That bitch looked like she was voguing for motherfucking $50, and that's what you get when you vogue for $50, bitch. You get chopped and you get sent on your way. And I'm getting another thing. I get tired of these mothers and these fathers or house members in y'all houses when y'all kids get chopped mistake and they got a motherfucking reaction mistake. Every action has a reaction. So when they get chopped mistake and they look like they coming my way mistake, don't hold them back mistake. Let them come my way mistake because every action has a reaction and East Coast will react on the girls. So stop holding them back and let them do what they're going to do mistake, okay?
Who was that? Is that the one you chopped that was mad? And she looked like she was about.
And she looked like she was about to come and attack me, mistake. And Herrera's came and grabbed her, mistake. They're gonna let her go, mistake, girl. I wasn't that motherfucking stoned, mistake. I'd have been so after that.
I was sitting there. I was like, Kelly is about to beat this child ass, and the child was looking at you like she just knew she was gonna be able to beat you.
Mistake, no,
and she only
no,
like
no shade. It's no shade. She probably, you know, I was stoned, mistake. So you know, she probably would have got the first smack. She would have got the first smack, but after that first smack, mistake, it would have been a mess, buddy.
Yeah,
it would have been a mess, honey. It would have definitely been a mess, honey. Baby, girls. Like, well, let me drop a little thing on it, honey. It's just a little. It's a mess, honey. It's just a little, like, yes, honey. Yes. Hey, 11H, how you doing? I don't know where she at, honey. She's looking in the chat room, honey. Shady, she does. She's in the chat room and she's looking at the boards, Miss Day, honey. I guess I don't know why she's not. She ain't come on yet, Miss Day, because we definitely got to talk about that. They come in. They come in, honey. Come. Oh,
what?
I'm talking to Switchboard. Just get in. Hold on. I'm talking to Switchboard. I'm talking to Switchboard right now, honey. Nicole is listening. Nicole is in the chat room and she's listening. But yeah, oh honey, Nicole, press one and come up on the line, honey. The girls want to talk to you, honey. I don't know how your skin doing, your tea got out, Nicole, but it's time for you to press one so your intro can be played so you can come up on this line. Because I'm tired of these girls talking about your motherfucking situation in the chat room. Nicole had a situation this weekend at a party that she had this weekend. I was supposed to go to the party, but I went to Chicago, bitch, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I wasn't at the party, Miss Day, because they said my sister went all in, Miss Day. My sister kicked the girls out and everything, Miss Day.
Who is Joel Herrera sucking some thug butch queen realness boy in the bathroom?
Oh, I don't know, Miss Dang. I don't know. Joel Herrera is the one that walked sex siren last night. The one that was all up on the table, that was all up.
With the green? The one that meat popped?
No, not the one with the green, the other one.
The one with his
ass out. He's really cute. He's really sexy. And he's definitely Pretty Boy Realness. And I got to congratulate Anthony and Scarlett's team for Pretty Boy Realness last night. Him and Joel Mizrahi and a couple of other, they won last night over Maury Herrera's team. And Maury Herrera's team was Maury, it was Dante Balenciaga, Rob Balenciaga, and two other Herrera children that was on their team, Miss Say. And Jaquan, Jaquan was on the blue and white, on the blue and black team too. How y'all doing, honey? Grandpa's to Anthony and Scott's team with Jaquan and Joel and all of them. They definitely came down there and snatched up Pretty Boy Realness, honey. The girls gagged, Miss Thang, honey. That's what I be talking about with you girls, Miss Thang. Stop trying to set shit up, Miss Thang. Every setup that y'all girls do, honey, it always come back to bite you in your ass, honey. The girls try to set it up, Miss Thang, for the other team to win, Miss Thang. You know, honey, it was an upset. It was an upset in the building, honey. Anthony team came and upset the girls, Miss Day. They just knew that the children was going to win, honey. But I just want to give a shout out to all the motherfucking children, honey. It ain't no motherfucking shame. Give a shout out to Thaddeus Balenciaga and his team from the Kiki Bowl on Sunday. They definitely won the $500. It was him and Skittles Herrera and I don't know the Lord Child's name. And somebody else, they came out there and they definitely wore it out, Miss Thang, and turned it the fuck out against the black and red team, Miss Thang. Sat them down, honey. It was definitely cute. It was definitely awesome. Switchboard, Rodney should be on his way home in like another 5 or 10 minutes. But can you get me Tayana, please? So we're going to start the madness, and then Rodney can come in after that. But Rodney should be on his way home. Can we please get Miss Tyon up here? Nicole, the girl is requesting you in the chat room. I know you see them, Miss A. Where the fuck are you at, honey? These girls is requesting you. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened at the ball on Sunday with Malachi in Berlin. They was voguing, and then Malachi on Saturday. Malachi just...
Oh, no, they were trying to... They were trying to, I think Malachi noticed that, people kept making comments saying that she was on TV or something, just giving her the votes, and Malachi knew that Berlin had really, you know, deserved the win. So before they even voted, she was just basically saying it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Tayana.
Hi.
What's going on, sister? I had a blast with you this weekend. Jaquan's on the phone.
Baby,
I had a blast this weekend. Well, baby.
I know I did.
Girl, well, Rodney will be home in like another 5 or 10 minutes, and he'll be coming on the line, honey. Hold on, wait. Nicole is hitting me up right now. Hold on. Let's go on the call. Yes, started. Okay. Wow. Okay, so where you want to start at with this madness, sister? Hello?
Should we start at when someone was left at the airport?
Well, go ahead, girl. Wherever you want to start at. When you start it, you start the race.
I'm not going to go through this, girl. With two, let's do this.
Well, let's do it, Mistake, honey. Well, bitch, the ball was late, Mistake. I got there about 11:30. They said the DJ just walked through the door right before I walked through the door. So the ball didn't start on time, Mistake. And it was a mess, honey. It was just like the Ebony Function, Mistake. They had 5 categories and they had a grand prize, Mistake. Well, baby, a source came and told me, Mistake, and I overheard a bit of it, Mistake, but I don't know if I was too intoxicated and I heard what I heard, Mistake.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay. I don't know if I heard what I heard was true, Mistake, but a source said, bitch, that the girls only got 150 queens apiece, Mistake, for grand prize.
Oh, wow. Out of the 1,500?
Oh, hold on. Switchboard, wait before we start. Rodney's on the line, switchboard, 240-788. Can you find Rodney so we can get this started? Rodney. Baby, yes, girl.
So they only have 150 apiece?
Rodney, you there?
Hello.
Okay, hell yeah, Rodney's there. Okay. Well, this is what I got, Mistake.
I'm back.
Okay, Jake Watts back, Rodney's entirely. Okay, let me tell y'all what I got. This is what I got, honey. I was at the function, Mistake, and Cassandra went up to go get her coins. I'm not going to say who she went to go get her coins from, okay? Cassandra went to go get the coins. When Cassandra went to go get the coins, somebody told Cassandra, Cassandra, you already knew what it was, okay? But, bitch, I don't know if it was the drugs that I was on or what, Mistake, but that's what, you know, I got. And then my other source told me, Mistake, that they only got 150 girls apiece.
Oh.
Well, it was like 10 Ebony's that won.
Yeah, but they did not know. No, only three and only two of them won. Only two. All the rest of them got sat down.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
no, it was Malaysia, Chico, and Cassandra.
Malaysia,
well, yeah, it was three of them.
Opie.
And yeah,
Opie,
well, they only got $150 apiece. And the tea that I got was that they really didn't have all the money to give to them, Mistake, because something happened with the venue, and somebody was supposed to go and pay the venue, and they ran off with the money. So they had to pay for the venue right then and there the night of the ball, Mistake. So they really didn't have all the money. So I said, well, what happened if the Ebony's didn't win? How was they going to pay this money out? If the Ebony's didn't win, as in the girls only got $150.
Wow. I didn't hear that.
Yes, I was gagging. I was really gagging. 150 queens, Mistake. What the fuck? Rodney, you took some notes, Rodney. Tiana's being real sweet tonight, honey.
I got to get pumped up, girl.
Well, girl, I pumped you up.
So Rodney, what are you getting from it? What did you get from the ball?
Wait, I always have to start off, you know, with good things. I would like to say the venue was nice. The setup, everything was definitely giving you the theme of the ball.
Yes, it was.
You know, saying so for Banks and Toya for the first ball, you know, and that when I came in, I was impressed with that. You know, I came to the door. They whisked me on in, you know, saying that was nice, you know, saying they made sure father was all right. But as in any, you know, like when you talk about balls, you know, like they talk about mine, I have to talk about everybody else's, it was only fair. The trophies, I'll start with those.
Oh, I loved it. I loved the trophies, Mistake. I used it last night at the Kiki function.
What was the trophy?
There were fans. They were like
They were Oriental fans, and you get a dozen of them for $5. I used my Oriental fan last night at the Kiki function because it was hot at the Kiki function.
Yes.
Oh.
And as far as with the ball itself, because it was their first one, so it's you know, there's always room for error and mistakes and things. And I, you know, with I didn't have any business doing, but as far as assisting with the runway efforts, myself along with Roy, we was in the back and we was talking because everybody was like running on the runway, all out of area with the help of the commentator. It just wasn't being run properly. So Roy and myself, we went up and we was, you know, people were getting chopped, like people were getting whatever. We tried to move them out the way so we can go on with the ball because it started kind of late anyway. And so I would say what's up to Roy and Dre as well for trying to maintain composure as he was judging and dealing with a lot of stuff that I can see that he didn't care for himself. So I'll say that. Categories, when the people was asked to bring it, the ones that did get through, they did bring what the category asked for. Some people, when they got chopped, they didn't feel like they should have, but they didn't bring the category correct. But Marco did have the actual flyer there and was reading it verbatim. So, you know, I always applaud someone when they actually have the flyer there and tries to go by the flyer. But sometimes when you have two people throwing the ball, sometimes a miscommunication come about and one person says something to someone else, then another person says something to someone else, and then it's a miscommunication on how they bring the category. So, you know, a couple of people were brought back or was excused for bringing the category not the way the judges perceived it to be.
Well, baby, I was pickled, Miss Say. It's no shame, Miss Say. I read everybody ball, bitch. I read Andre's ball, bitch. I read everybody ball. So, you know, I'm going to be real with everything, Miss Say. Those tables for $100, Miss Say, they wasn't worth $100, Miss Say. They only had four chairs, and they had three fucking fortune cookies on the motherfucking table and a red balloon. That wasn't worth $100, Miss Say. I could have went to the Chinese restaurant, bitch, and ordered me some motherfucking chicken wings and french fries, bitch, and got me four egg rolls, bitch. Fortune cookies, bitch. And was nothing on the table. It was a mess, Miss Say. Oh, my God. And Tree, it is no shade, Miss Say, bitch. It is no shade, bitch, honey. Bitch, never, ever hit Tree on a mic for a motherfucking ball, bitch. He was draining. Didn't know what he was doing, Miss Day. If you are a commentator, you are a commentator of the ball. You should have control over everything that's going on at the ball. He had no control over the contestants that was walking, had no control over the judges that was walking. It was a horrible, it was a mess. It was a fucking fool, Miss Day. I hope
Kelly, they put judges up there that should have been up there, so.
Well, baby, yes, it definitely, and you know what? This is my thing, right? This is my thing when I go to the balls, I don't sit on the judges, the end of the judges panel, so I can take and break ties or any of that. I sit on the end of the judges panel so I can look down at the other judges, Miss Dave. And I be gagging how you sit down at these judges panel and you look down at these girls, and these girls be having utter disgust on their face when people come out, but they be scared to chop them. What the fuck?
Yep.
Like, why are you sitting on the, what the fuck are you sitting on the judges panel for if you scared to chop somebody? You shouldn't be on the fucking judges panel, Miss Day.
Because they know when they come to the ball, and they are, like, new or they feel like my house might be shaded, they're going to use the designated bad guys who's in the city, which would be me, you, Tayana, James, Marco, and Solomon sometimes. You know, they get or Mario, and they look, they're like, oh, if they're not using it, they know we're not going to be using it, so they know one of us going to chop. But when we start to let them, okay, well, we're not going to be the bad guys. You guys going to, if y'all were set up here to judge, then judge correctly. And they have a frown on their face, just like you said, because we both was watching, everybody had disgust on their faces, but no one was chopping because they were waiting on you or Marco to chop them.
And I was paying them, honey, until they got to that $1,500. Because, bitch, those regular categories, if y'all want to sit here, y'all want to let them through, bitch, y'all can let them through because it's free, bitch. I'm not going to sit here and be chopping them. But I'm not just going to give nobody money away because I wouldn't want nobody to do it at my ball.
Mm-hmm.
I was gagging. What you got to say, Tayana?
You said what?
I said, what you got to say?
Well, girl, like Rodney said, it was a lovely venue. I did like the setup and everything. But the only problem I had with it is the judges. The judges they used and the things they said that they was going to stick to that they didn't stick with. Far as if you didn't buy a table, you couldn't judge. you know. Most definitely, I feel like me and Rodney was disrespected because we didn't judge the ball at all. Not saying that we have to judge every ball, but this is like a state that I run. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like, you know, I just think that Toya just held something personal against me. So that's why she didn't use me or Rodney on her panel.
Wait, hold on, y'all. Banks is on the line. Father Banks, Ebony, you're on the line.
Yes, I am. How you doing, Kelly?
Hey, Banks, what's T?
I'm good. I'm so disappointed that you were not, like, super happy. First, I just want to thank everybody for coming
oh,
out.
Oh, no, baby, baby, baby. So let me tell you something. I was the baby. Let me tell you something. Besides the ball, honey, I had a fucking blast, baby.
Blast.
I had a blast, honey. I just wasn't happy with those judges, honey, that was up their mistake and want me to always be the bad girl mistake for these girls to come back and read me mistake, honey. That's what I was mad
but,
at. But besides that,
but,
I had a fucking
Kelly,
blast.
Kelly, when yeah. I came to, but I came to your table, and what I asked you?
Was I having fun?
You asked me, well,
what half was I going to judge?
Right, because Q told me that you and him were judging, right?
Yeah.
And wasn't it you guys' election for the judges? Didn't you guys get to pick your judges? Did I say that you were going to be on the judges panel or Q or anybody? Didn't you guys pick your own judges?
Yes.
Okay. So the judges panel was determined by the houses that were participating that had bought trophies. And to you, Tiana, there was no disrespect to you, actually. When the ball was set up or whatever, I had expected, I mean, you know what I'm saying, whenever I come to your function or whatever, I make sure that my full house is there. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, every time I come to your house, to your balls, I purchase more than one table. And there's been times where I went to your ball and purchased two tables, paid $300 for the tables, and didn't even have a judge. Real talk.
Wait, let me cut you out.
Mm-hmm.
Name one time that you came from one of the Midwest Awards ball that I host, and did well, any ball, period, that I host, and there wasn't no Ebony on the panel, because when you come, you do bring at least 5 to 10 people with you. So name one ball that I host. Huh?
The 2008 awards ball, I purchased two tables, and you switched tabs, and there still was not an Ebony on the panel. We're up. We've discussed this previously, so you're aware of that situation. Your tables were three. Oh, I'm sorry. I could have swore we had discussed it. I remember being in a meeting.
Is it because we didn't get to the second half?
When?
Now we're playing, since you didn't judge my ball, I'm not gonna your ball.
No. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that I was trying to put the houses that had purchased their tables on the panel because that was a part of the stipulation or whatever. So that's how those judges were up there, and then it also said that two houses that were not going to, that didn't purchase tables will also participate, which I had actually expected to put you or Rodney on the second half panel to judge for the grand prize, but because there was not time, because of the arrival of the guests or whatever, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't enough time for me to complete the ball, which I understand, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like growing pains. I made every effort to try and get there and do everything, you know, on time or whatever. But Kelly, I have a question for you. So somebody told you that somebody did what? Could you please reiterate that point that you made earlier? You said something about somebody had came to the that somebody
they only
got $150
a piece.
We can call Cassandra because she's still spending her $150 then. So we could talk to Cassandra and, you know, Trouble and Malaysia and who else won that category? And Dawn. And see what happened with that money. So, you know, I would be sure to make sure that they're, since they're in the next room or whatever, make sure that gets taken care of and cleared up. But I'm trying to figure out what you said about somebody running off with the money. because I got a text message. Okay, you know what? Now let's keep it real. Since it's out on the table, Kelly, let me tell you what happened. It took every motherfucker. Huh? It took every effort. It took every effort. Go ahead, Kelly. Give me the tea.
This is the tea that somebody had got to me. They said that what happened? They said that y'all had sent somebody over to pay the rest of the balance off for the place. The person didn't pay off the balance for the place, and so y'all had to pay it the night of the ball, and that's why the girls only got $150. And so I said to myself, well, bitch, if that happened, if the girls only got $150 and they didn't have enough to pay for the people that won, what would happen if Ebony didn't have win?
Exactly. So what would happen then? That really would have really would have kind of like ruined everything if we couldn't have a Ebony win the ball, for one. For two, that would have like humiliate the shit out of me and Toya, being as, you know, we wouldn't have had our money to give out or whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. It was a significant problem. And I wish, do you have a phone so I can start sending you these texts from this person that did what they did? So we can get this out in the open. Tyler, you stay on the phone. Please stay on the phone.
On Yahoo? Are you on Yahoo?
I'm on the wrong phone to be on Yahoo, but these is texts from out my phone. What happened was it was an issue. It was an issue.
I can't give you my number.
But what bitches didn't realize is that I'm a grown bitch. I keep coin in my motherfucking pocket. I'm a manager at my motherfucking job. I keep coin in my own motherfucking pocket. So regardless of whatever, I still had enough motherfucking coin to back up whatever. But it was a bitch that tried. It was two bitches that paid a bitch to destroy my ball. And this is coming from the person that did it. Okay? I'm going to send you the text so you can read it out loud on the radio show. So, Tyna, you stay right there. Okay? People were paid to ruin my ball or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't get into the venue in all actuality until 10 p.m., 9:30. We had to put the whole ball up together. We had to pay for the ball twice. I still gave out my coin to the people who had won their categories, as well as Business Run. Congratulations, House of Ms. Rahi, on Femme Queen Realness. I paid them their coin. And I still came up out with some coin. But yes, the girls did try and sabotage. But remember, ladies, remember this. Bitch, I'm a grown bitch. I know what I'm doing when it comes down to coin. I always have coin. I always pay my coin out to bitches when they had a ball. And so I'm not going to – yes, Kelly, it's actually true. A bitch did do that. But somebody was paid three times the amount that they got from me to motherfucking ruin my ball. So all of this I'm gonna let Kelly read off the text that the person that did it sent me.
Jaquan, you have Banks' phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course you do.
Jaquan, text Banks my cell phone number so he can see text messages.
So let's get it started on a radio show. Yeah. So
yes, please,
that means
do.
That when I got there, when I got to the motherfucking place to put the tables and everything up that was appropriate already set up, and the extra grand prize money that we had set to the side, besides the what's called, we still had to end up paying $2,500 out, bitch, I had my coin. When the fuck they had the grand prizes, bitch, I had my coin. When I gave out mini grand, bitch, I had my coin. To Matthew, he got his coin. The motherfucking bartender got her coin. The motherfucking radio man got his coin. Honey, there's no motherfucking shade. A bitch had tried it, Miss Kelly, real tea. And that's why the ball couldn't go exactly as planned. But me and my sister being the motherfuckers that we is and keeping it motherfucking real, God is always going to be on our side.
Hold on,
Let me. Same ass bitches.
I'm going in my phone right now. Hold on. I'm about to send you a text right now from my phone. Hold on.
Please text me, Kelly, so I can start sending these texts to you. Yeah. you know, I tried to be cool and calm. You know, I played it off, you know, to the best of my ability. I'm not sure. I think you might have been able to see stress in my face because I had to go into my money instead of money I had already set aside for the ball. But no, that I was not coming up in that motherfucking ball without being able to pay out my motherfucking grand prize, the mini grand, and every other motherfucker that was up in there. I would not be embarrassed. No shade.
Did you get my tags? I just texted you. Now, as far as the...
Hold on.
Oh, baby, it's going to be a madness tonight.
Hold on, let me find my... Yes, let me find my kids and have them come fix this phone. You know, I'm not really... This is a new phone. Let me have them do what they need to do. Could you come and start sending these texts, baby? This is no shade.
Ooh,
but yeah, but
I
yeah.
Know
so,
what bitch tried to sabotage the fuck, Kelly. I can't wait to get these motherfuckers.
Well, this is this is the description that I got, Kelly. The description I got was that the two girls that did it, it's two bitches. Two bitches did it. One person they don't know. They really don't be at the balls. And the other person I definitely know, and they're on the awards ball committee. And they didn't want our balls to count for other year. And they didn't want our boss to be a success, and it was ruined. So in order for that to take place, they paid them three times the amount that we paid that we paid out in order for the boss to be ruined.
Well, I want to know who was that.
No, well, I mean, I don't know. Some one of the girls on the awards ball committee.
Wait, let me correct you. You already know the rules.
How
are
you
going to
correct me about a text that I have in my phone from the person that is doing this? I've already taken care of this legally. I said for you to stay on the phone. That's what I said.
No, I want to listen.
Like, real talk,
but I want you to listen to me, too. You said it was one of the people that's on the committee. So, therefore, for your ball not to count for another year, you had your ball finished 45 days in advance, right? And it was actually posted. So, how come your ball wouldn't count for another year?
No, I mean, if the ball doesn't take place, then the ball don't count.
You're absolutely right.
Exactly right. So if the ball doesn't take place, regardless if it was up for 60 days or not, which it was, it wouldn't count because it wouldn't have ever took place. But the person, they already are dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? I have tried to keep this very cute. I've tried to evolve my house, real talk. I've tried to keep my house up out of shit. I have stopped, a whole bunch of shit in Chicago as far as it goes with my kids, and even have extended that, state to state. I have patronized every person that throws a ball in Chicago faithfully without any motherfucking, without any issues, qualms. I done been at motherfucking balls where my house has not been represented on the panel. People are chopping my motherfucking kids and shit. Motherfuckers is going at, you know what I'm saying, doing this and doing that, and I have paid it because it's just a ball. But now we're talking about people's money, hard-earned money. I go to work every day, Kelly. I go to a job and punch a clock. Actually, I don't even punch a clock. I'm paid in salary, okay? So I go to work every motherfucking day and take care of my motherfucking business. I prepay for everything with this ball, and you can call your motherfucking brother, Q, and ask him, my motherfucking bestie. Ask him. He was there. He sent all the receipts, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And for somebody to do that, regardless of whatever the fact was, just know that it's not – I'm always going to have my own back, okay? I always have a little bit more corn than I'm supposed to have just in case some stupid-ass shit like that. Real talk.
Okay, well, hold on.
I can't get to your phone. I need to send these texts to you, Kelly.
Hold on 1 minute. Rodney, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Tyada, are you still there? Jaquan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jaquan, talk to
how you doing,
Rodney. You and Rodney and Tyada continue to talk about the ball. I'm about to have Switchboard take me and Banks private so I can find out all the tea, and I'm going to come back and spill the tea, okay? So, Miss Ebony, can you please take me and Banks private, and Jaquan and Tyada is going to continue, and Rodney is going to continue to talk about the ball, and me and Banks is going to go private.
Oh, okay.
So, Switchboard, can you please take us private?
Jaquan.
Hello.
Yes.
So you're going to answer the question about the when you were in the back and the commentator came to.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm here.
Okay. When the commentator came to the back to line up the school and line up the pretty boys and ask everybody what house they were in, And when you came out, he said 007. And why do you know why he called you 007?
Because that's what I told him. But I told him that because that's my house number. He knew who I was. So if he going to keep asking me what house am I in and he in my house and you don't know who the fuck I am, then I'm going to say 007 like, since you want to play. So that's why he said that.
Oh,
but I am an Ebony. It was only a joke. It wasn't like, oh, my God, Jaquan left. No. I wouldn't
do
nothing like
that. I knew that already. We talked about it, but I just want the people in the radio land to hear it. So what was your take on the commentation of the ball?
Huh?
What was your take on the commentating?
I wasn't paying attention to it, but, I mean, when I did hear it, it just sounded like someone who was started commentating.
I'll just start now.
Yeah, and maybe wasn't so much respected. The people, the judges, wasn't really respecting him as a commentator. I guess they just were just not respecting him, period, because they knew who he was. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
It just like, yeah, they kind of was like paying it.
Oh.
Opposed to it being Jack or Selvin, who somebody had respect. They just didn't respect him as a commentator. They respected him as who they knew him as.
Right.
And that's what happened, I think.
Well, I pulled Tree off to the side, like, during the ball, close to the end and after the ball, and discussed with him as far as when you are commentating, you're actually, I mean, we know that you are an Ebony, but in that type of environment, you have to be unbiased, and you can't be involved in any house, whether it's your house members or any other house. You just have to let it happen. If you sense a shade, once you get to that point where you are a professional commentator, you can throw subliminal shade because it takes an advanced person to understand it and to catch it. But if you're a new commentator and you're saying stuff and doing stuff like pushing the people out the way and that's not the Ebony, when the Ebony might be pushing somebody, but you go push the other person as well, as if you're helping the problem and not being a commentator, separating both people or, you know what I'm saying, suspending them or, you know what I'm saying, letting them go. So I had this little talk with him, you know what I'm saying, and he was understanding where I was coming from.
But also, like, Tree wasn't supposed to be the main commentator. Like, Tree was the backup commentator. Like, most of the night, I'm not going to lie, I didn't see Greg doing a lot of commentating. And Tree kept saying, I'm tired. Greg, where are you at? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard that
Tree
as well.
Somebody else. That right there alone, if you know somebody been commentating since January, just started in January, why would you leave them on the mic all night? Like, I don't understand that.
Right. And maybe Greg can come and explain to us where was he at when they kept calling him and what was he doing. You know, we want to know all of this.
Yeah.
Well,
long recap.
From what I saw and from what me and Kelly was telling him to commentate, he said that he wouldn't pass him the mic.
Oh, cool.
So
he wouldn't pass him the mic to comment for him to commentate.
Right. And so I actually saw Banks walk up to him and say, let him commentate. And then that's when he was like, oh, I'm tired now. I have to get a drink. Greg, where are you?
Okay.
So. No. It don't really fucking matter to me. It was my birthday. I was not paying attention to it. But.
I mean, I still have fun. I really enjoy myself because me and my father, of course, we went to that Sky to get together beforehand, you know. So I really still enjoy myself. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know.
And I had some more questions for Banks, but I can't say anything. I'll wait till he get back on the line so I can ask him a few more questions.
And I still have to ask him a question, too. Now that the person that didn't sabotage his ball, did the person that paid him to sabotage the ball get their money back or what? I'm confused.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I need to know.
So, Tayana, could you give us a list, since we have you on the line, could you give us a list of the suspects on the ballroom committee?
The
awards committee. So we'll
have we have Marco.
Uh-huh.
Right, we have Marco Herrera. We have Antoine Balenciaga. We have Tone, which is my personal secretary, Balenciaga. We have Mina Ivisu. We have Kenny Omni. We have Solomon, Infinity, who else? And we have Derek Don Khan. And there's one more person. I can't see. Oh, and it's Q Ms Rahi when he attends. Oh, and Banks is also on there when he attends. So, I mean, I don't understand it. We have a representative from each house so that they won't say it was shade.
Oh, okay.
The Midwest War Ball Committee, he is also a part of that committee when they attend, so.
Okay. So we just wanted to get all the names for the people, you know, because everybody's going to draw their own conclusion. So I just wanted to get a list of all the names that are on that list that Banks was told tried to sabotage, so everybody can put in their minds who they think it might be. And when Kelly gets back, maybe we'll get the answer.
I couldn't pay nobody to sabotage nobody, bro. Oh, wow.
Did y'all buy
Hurry
a table?
Up, Kelly, hell.
No.
Did we buy a table? No.
Oh.
There was only three of us there. Well, I guess if it was only four chairs, we still could have bought one.
Laquan, how much was the table?
I don't know. I didn't buy no table. I think it was $100, Kelly said, though.
Yeah, Kelly said $100.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't want to say too much. Like, I don't want to sit up here and say too much because I don't want to just be defending my house because it's my house when the stuff they could be saying is true. I just want to stay out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I do understand. That's why I don't pose any questions. I only pose a question to you when it involves you. That's why.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything else. I'll wait till Banks come back.
Let's go ahead and talk about the mini ball from yesterday.
Okay.
Well, we can do that, you know. We can recap on that, Jaquan.
That was, it was okay. I mean, it was kind of small, but, I mean, I never, see, this is my thing, and this is what kind of got me, maybe because I expected Chicago to be a more different than what it really was. It kind of reminded me a lot of, like, yeah, for real.
It's just a lot that I got to just with all me and Banks in our private conversation. It's just so much, honey. I can't get to all the gestures and everything right now because it's just so much, and you know my mind is still fucked up. I'm still trying to recuperate and get back to East Coast Kelly. But after the show, Banks is going to text me everything, honey. And What the Fuck Tuesday is definitely going to be What the Fuck Tuesday. But it's just with a lot going on with the girls trying to sabotage the ball mistake and everything. And Banks had to pay out all this extra money mistake. And girls from the awards board committee mistake. He said he knows one of the people. The owner knows one of the person. He's seen him at a ball a couple of times mistake. And they paid him three times what Banks and Toya paid to rent the place for them not to have a ball, told them that it was a fire and all types of things. But once I get to Texas tomorrow, mistake, I'll get all the justice because I couldn't stay on the other line and finish talking with Banks and getting all the justice. So once I get all the Texas mistake and I can read it verbatim, I would definitely spill everything to you motherfucking girls. But everything that
so you could give us, a little bit of it so that we could make sure that we tune in.
A little bit of it, mistake, is that two people from the awards board committee had something to do with it. And
One person from the awards board committee and some person that they didn't know.
And one person from the awards board committee had something to do with it. And he gave only people that's from the awards board committee is you and Antoine. And if you didn't have anything to do with it, Tayana, so then it had to be Miss Antoine.
Well, actually, we have a staff of 10, which Banks should know that if he were to attend the meeting.
Oh, I do attend the meetings. You already know that.
What I did, Banks, was when you guys went away, I asked Tayana, could she name all of the individuals that are on the awards committee so everybody would have a gist of the names that are being out there, that are being accused of, you know, the situation.
I appreciate that. No shade.
I
appreciate that.
Hold on. The icon himself, Kevin Omni, is on the line. Kevin?
It's not Kevin. It's Kenny, but that's close enough.
Thank you.
I was about to say, he wasn't at the ball where he got sacked.
Let me do this one. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. Hey,
how you doing, Kenny?
First of all, let me say this to everybody on this line. All of y'all have been in Chicago at some point or another. Either you live here, you visit here, however that goes. The way shit is falling out right now, y'all are fucking Chicago up worse than what it is. It's time for this shit to stop. Everybody puts forth their hard-earned money, those of us that actually pay for a ball, put forth their money to get a ball done, to have some stupid shit like this happen. Now, I know what happened. If Banks is choosing not to open his mouth based on the legality issue, that's fine. But just understand, this is all bullshit. And
I'm going to jump to the defense on my award ball committee because, and
no,
you're
no,
also
no, no,
an
no,
author.
No,
because if there's something like
Tiana,
you already know, but if there's something like that that's going on here, if there's something going on here like that, you guys need to let it be known so that everybody would know.
Hold on, Kenny. Baby, it was just so much that I couldn't spill it. But you know what? It is so much going on, and it's so much underhanded and sneaky, conniving shit going on, mistake. I don't know how it got to me or who knew the team mistake, but, bitch, I spilled the team mistake. So, bitch, I don't give a fuck how long it takes to spill the motherfucking team, bitch, okay? Kenny, if you're going to say it or Banks is going to say it, baby, I will get more time, baby, and I will clear the lines and put everybody on hold, and whoever's going to spill the tea, they spill the tea, and then I'll bring Tiana, Rodney, and everybody back on, and then everybody can rebuttal what happened. Because we need to get the tea out. That's the problem. That's the problem with the shit.
We always call the things back.
Everything being underhanded.
I got you, Kelly. I don't know.
It's too long for him to spill it. So if you want to spill it, Kenny, I will put everybody on hold, Kenny.
It's not too long. Let me do it this way.
You can spill the motherfucking tea, Kenny, and then I'll bring everybody back, and then everybody can rebuttal. And any bitches that had anything to do with it, I know they might not be listening, but I know one of their no-cricket rickety girlfriends is listening, and they can call in here, and they can motherfucking defend their motherfucking self, because that's the problem. Bitches hold this shit in too motherfucking long. Bitches need to stop holding this shit. Let me tell you, let me explain something to y'all. Hold on, Tiana. That was the downfall between myself and Andre for many years, that we held shit in about how we felt about shit until that day I blacked out on the radio show. Girls, if y'all got something to fucking say, get the fuck off your motherfucking chest tonight.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Sit tight. Hold on, baby. Breathe, baby, okay? Let me do this one. Thanks. I'm going to call this what the fuck it is. Everybody that's in this room that's from Chicago, let's lay it out on the fucking table. That particular white boy that likes to incorporate himself into the ball scene, that's who
Chris?
The fuck it was. You damn right.
Chris?
Now, whoever else he's been fucking cahoots with, whoever the else fuck he's in cahoots with, that's who y'all need to be looking at. I don't know who else he's in cahoot with because Banks, I don't know what number this child called from when he did all these shenanigans with Banks. First of all, the owner of the building is a friend of mine. So the shit that he was telling Banks, or what was supposedly told to Banks, wasn't the truth. When I got wind of it Saturday night before the ball, none of the shit that Banks was telling me added up. It took me less than 15 minutes to figure out what the fuck had happened.
So is Chris that big white child that was running around the ball?
Chris is actually a Chicago police officer. So if Chris wanted to get balls up.
That's bullshit. His daddy's a police officer. He ain't shit.
His daddy is the police. I already called.
So he's telling me he's walking around with his daddy's badge?
I don't know who that is walking around with, but he's not Chicago police.
A facsimile of, and you know what? And I have to agree with Banks. Banks has tried all fucking year to make sure, actually longer than a year, to dispel the stereotype that's been set against Ebony. But I'm sorry, I told him in the fucking door, you should whoop his ass on sight.
Mm-hmm.
No shade. because this was out of line. This is way the fuck out of pocket. I'm sorry, the amount of money that he took out of him, and you don't put my motherfucking friend, my connect, in that kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's lay down what
Kenny,
that is.
Was Kenny I exaggerating about anything that happened, and we still had a ball. We still had gave out our prizes and everything. And I still had the same venue or whatever,
he
but only with the help of Kenny motherfucking Omni is the reason why that ball went on without, well, it was a hitch, but it really wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It may not have seemed like it was a hitch. All bullshit aside, that
it
man,
off,
real Kenny.
The point was, he didn't have one at all. He had one.
Okay.
He had one.
And that's good. And it was... But the thing is, now, Kenny, this is why I'm still lost at.
What
person on the committee have done it?
He
what
won't
person?
Give out. He won't say the name. He won't say the name. You know him, Tayana.
Who? I know everybody that's on the committee.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about Chris, honey. I'm not talking about nobody else.
No, but
Chris.
You said there was a person that was on the
committee. I heard that statement earlier. The only thing I'm going to say is, as much as Chris has lied to you at this point, I don't believe a damn thing he said to you.
I'm going to put to you like this.
I mean, he's propagated
man,
this.
Let me just lay it out here like this.
Just like he lied to you, just like he said right up in y'all face, and y'all went to St. Louis together the week before your fucking ball, just like he sat there and lied to us and told us that he paid for the Omni table when he did not. So I don't believe shit that boy
said. Which is actually 100%. I understand where you're coming from, but Kenny.
The banks
are
clear that it's
Kenny,
not no one on the committee.
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you.
Banks, don't talk to me like that, because we're all on here.
I'm not having
a
discussion.
I'm just trying to make sure that actually you are having a discussion with me, because all of us is on the phone. So don't talk to me like that.
Okay.
Don't talk to me like
but,
that,
Kenny. Just
yes.
Let's think about this like this. We know where Chris hangs. He hangs in the same place that my kids hang. Okay. What sense would it make for this man, if he ain't getting nothing more than what he got from me, to put himself in that type of situation, knowing what we give? Why?
That's true.
How? What sense would that make if he ain't getting no other motherfucking dime for this man who lives right where the fuck my kids hang? Knows where my motherfucking kids be and how they socialize and where they move around and where he live at. Why would he put himself in that situation if he ain't got no more money out of the situation? Why?
I don't.
Do that make any sense to you? Think about this, Kenny. Think about what I'm saying to you.
Well, Kenny, since
Banks
is not directing anything to me, can you actually tell me, and I want to make this clear, it's not anyone that's on the Midwest Ball Committee, right? You saying Chris, and Chris is not a part. Now, Chris is a security guard or a police officer, as I was told from you, Solomon, and Tommy, when we have our meetings. But
no,
I was introduced as Chris. I was introduced as Chris as a police officer. I was introduced as him as a police officer. But you just said that he never. But you just also just said, correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, Rodney, and Ebony. That he was not a police officer at all. His father was a police officer.
He's not now. That's what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying, Tayana. At the time when we started these meetings, what he was trying to call himself helping the ball scene, he was a police officer.
Hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear me? Listen, this is a lot, honey. And I want y'all to get to the bottom of this. But, honey, you know I'm definitely going to have more about this tomorrow night. I'm going to get to Texas or What the Fuck Tuesday. But I got a lot of phone calls, honey. And then I still got to get to my schedule that happened this weekend at Miss Nicole's house, honey. Okay? So I'll get back to y'all. Okay? Thank y'all. Jaquan.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to get back to them, honey. I got to get back to that. Banks, if you're listening, send me those texts. You got my number. I text you, and I'm going to definitely have all of this on What the Fuck Tuesday. Now, let's get it, honey. Thank you, Rodney, for calling in and giving us the tea, honey. I love you, honey. We're going to party this weekend, Rodney. I'll see you on Saturday. Thank you, Tayana. Rodney, I'll see you on Saturday at Man's house. Make sure you have the cards. I'm bringing the cocktails.
Bring the cash. Bring the ATM. Girls, we're playing spades in Philly on Friday. Okay, can I get to Nicole? Where's Nicole at? Let's bring her on, honey. And give me some phone callers, too. Hello.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
What's the tea?
What's going on? Will you tell me? I hear the chat room is going off. What tea did you have? What tea did you get? What's going on, Ebony?
They said you got to talk up because we can't barely hear you.
Oh, I said, what's going on to everybody and everybody that's listening on the phone line? So, Kelly, I'm being requested on this phone. When you called me today, what was your tea? What did you get?
You got a bad connection, girl. You usually loud, and we can hear you, girl.
Hold on. Wait a second. Hello?
Yes.
Do I sound louder?
Hang up. Hold on. You calling from your house phone or from the cell phone?
I'm calling from my house phone.
We got to get you on the cell phone. Hold on. I'm about
not
to see you.
Not that one, my other cell phone.
I don't have the other number, honey. I'm sending this number. I'm sending the one I have to switchboard, so she can call you.
Let me send it to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Now I have to get a charger.
Okay, hello? Yeah, now we can hear you.
Now I have to really get a charger. What's going on? What's the tea? I heard everything about y'all going on in Chicago. What's y'all heard about me here in New York?
Okay. Well, listen, okay. Because, you know, I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to get to the bottom of what you're going through, and I want to get through the bottom of what they're going through, and Toya wants to call in. So we're going to get some more time, but at 1 o'clock, everybody has to hang up and call back in because Toya wants to talk also, and I want to get to what you're going through too. So at 1 o'clock, everybody's going to have to hang back up and call back in so we can get to the bottom of all of this because I want to get to the bottom of all of this. I don't want to carry this on to tomorrow, Miss Day. I don't want to carry this on to tomorrow. Okay. Well, my tea that I get, honey, you know I was on my 3-hour layover. Honey, and right before I got on the plane, honey, somebody called me and gave the man, you know your sister blacked out this weekend, honey. And so I was like, blacked out high, mistake. And they gave the man, bitch, she had a party mistake, and somebody came in the house mistake and didn't speak mistake, and she blacked out and put everybody out. The student said, I said you had to turn that phone off so I couldn't get all the team mistake, and I was mad, honey. So what the fuck happened?
That was pretty much it. I was sitting back, I was listening, and I was waiting because I'd rather have to sit and allow people to go ahead and discuss it. But because I'm always on this format and I speak and I have an opinion and I have a very voicious voice, I'm not going to sit back and allow this to sit in the closet. We just start this off with, no, I'm not in the House of Icon. No. Yes, I have everything to do with building it. I will not allow them to treat me like the way I was treated the day of the party. I threw a surprise party for James. It was very nice. Chamel ordered all this stuff, Kelly. It was amazing. There was cakes. There was everything. And the reason for me, let's make it clear, not because I thought James was so good to me. I thought, and the fact is, James is a very good father in House of Icon, and he does very good things, and he's always there. And I wanted to give him a token of appreciation. That's it. I didn't need no credit for it because I didn't have no money to do it. I didn't want to be noticed for anything. I wanted him to be appreciated for something. So I threw a party. He did not show up to my party until about 3 o'clock in the morning. You come to the party. Mind you, the whole time sitting there, I'm sitting in the corner, and it's an embarrassing situation because everybody's here from every other different house and everything, and he's not here. And I'm really gagging because this is like, it's out. This is so embarrassing. for him to come here when he come in, and the whole spirit and the whole everything about him and Sabrina exit was like, pay it. And for a minute, I was scared in my own house. I was really scared, like not knowing if I was going to allow them, because I love him so much. And the fact of the matter is I've been loving him, and that's not the way we feel he feels about me. And we all know that, but we really all know that now. It's out. Bowser, I can't hide that secret, that I'm Ashley's girlfriend. That's why if I could have been gone a long time ago, if I didn't sit where I sat at in this house, then I would have been gone. And it's out, and he sat in my living room, and he told me how he felt. Now, the Sabrina part, now the James part, is that's really emotional. I don't would like to go too deep in touch for that, because that's very deep for me. But Sabrina, I'm not, let me, like I said then, and I'll say it, and when he sat in the middle of my floor, he said, if I'm bad and if I feel so emotional about it and this and that, go put my sneakers on. And attack, because this is the way he talked to me in my house in the middle of my floor. And I said to my, when I told Sabrina that, Sabrina sat in this house for 20 minutes. Me and Kool-Aid were sitting together. Everybody was noticing. And I said, wow, am I going to say something? Like, she really just paid it. I thought when you go with anybody else, you go look for the host. You know, it's just, I just thought it was common respect. Am I really going to pay it? And I thought, would James allow me, had allowed me to do that to Sabrina? So as I'm turning my, I'm telling Sabrina, like, this. It's about to be over. Now that personality is coming over me, like, because no, I'm not going to be humble. I want to, it's a lot of fool. I want everybody to have, I went and I turned my head towards the window. When I turned my head back, Selvin had managed to whisper over there to Stanley to tell her to come, because now I'm getting over. So she comes to me and she says, hey girl, you were sitting here and you wasn't going to speak to me. I said, what? Get the fuck out my face. She said, what are you giving, girl? And then I jumped up and I said, bitch, I'll slap the shit out you. This is why I react like that. And that was, I was not supposed to react like that. Do you know how disrespected I felt in my house? And all I was trying to do was show a token of appreciation to the person that I've always loved. But this is so deeper, because we can all record that he came on the radio show and he threw me under the bus in front of everybody. Anyway, this is the way he felt. And it's out now. It cannot be taken away. It cannot be hidden. We cannot act like this is not the situation. And neither am I am going to sit back and act like it's not the situation. It's out.
Well, yes, it's definitely out, honey. Baby, it's definitely out. And this is a mess. I'm really gagging that all of this happened, honey. I'm really gagging. I would have really been appalled if I would have came and this would have happened. I would have felt some type of way.
No, everybody was sitting there, and they all were sitting, and they all sat and gagged. Nature, it was so embarrassing, because for me it wasn't gagged, because, you know, personally, after when he was staring in my face in the middle of the floor, I looked in his eyes, I saw down his throat all the way to his stomach, and I saw how he felt. I saw exactly how he felt. So it's out, basically. No, that's just basically the way the situation is out. And now the question is, do I allow myself to sit there in something that not I came into and helped, not that they brought me in, I helped cut the red rope to the open gates. That's the part I said. So now I have to ask myself, well, am I going to sit here and am I going to allow this? It is not about this house, because I do not want to leave. Don't put 007 behind my fucking name. Don't say that I'm not a 007. I'm not looking for 007 attention. I'm not, no, this is very personal and deep for me. And I don't want no one to be describing me or calling me or speaking to me as a 007, but I have to make a decision. And this decision is to stand up for myself and to stand up for what I mean from my heart. And it came from my heart, and it was stomped all over in my house. And nobody should have to go through that.
And I definitely do agree.
No one has to have to go through that. And I don't think anyone, and don't be as dumb as I was to love somebody so much that you're scared. I didn't know if I can allow it to go on if I wasn't. And that's the first.
Really? Oh, no.
That's the first in my own house. And Sabrina came here and she plucked her hair
around, and she did what she did, and she sat there. She knew what she was doing. And they gonna sit here and tell me that, and this is why me and James have no more, I can't say anything to him or want to hear, because I know, I saw it, I watched her. And I'm not a child star. I will slap her in her face now, then, or whenever. When it comes down to her, that was so rude. And you've been rude to us for years, speaking of it. And it's the same reason why he's been rude to me. This house is a very good thing with Keith and they all stuck together, but it's out. And he put it out. He sat in the middle of the floor and he told everybody what he thought about me. And y'all hear every day what I think about him. Ain't it such a big difference?
Hold on, Nicole. We have a caller. 516-280, you're live on the air.
I'm panicking. I'm not even going to say nothing now. How y'all doing?
Hi, Dexter.
I'm going to pay it because earlier, I understand, you know, about the functions and stuff like that, but a lot of shit be starting from hateration. And I know the tea behind the fucking kettle. You know what I'm saying? So all that little catty shit is crazy. Okay, they had fucked up tables, four chairs, whatever the case may be. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't have a ball within 2009, except the Lords, and maybe another ball that was successful. Nobody ain't finished all their categories like that. The last time I remember was Ivernian. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. But it kills me when everybody has so much to say about Ebony's. You know what I'm saying? Kelly, this is your show. I could hear
Hold on, Dexter. No, Dexter. Let me tell you something, Dexter. You see, Dexter, when they it's no reason to open up things. But baby, when Andre had that $10,000 ball, Dexter, I came up here and I read the fuck out of that ball. And Andre is my house father. He is the overall father. I read that ball and I came here and I said what I felt about that ball. I read everybody ball. I don't care who the ball it is.
I know you do. I said a set for you, Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But what kills me when everybody has so much shit to say. We just left, and it's no shame. I don't have nothing against Rodney and none of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing against Tiana. You know what I'm saying? But I know the tea that's behind the kettle and that's in the kettle behind that situation. And Rodney don't have nothing to do with that. My whole thing, what I'm saying is, nobody ball been all like that. You know what I'm saying? I had plenty of my house members waiting at the Milan ball to walk for realness.
Yeah, but Dexter, you know what, Dexter? I was gonna do extra time tonight, but I'm not doing extra time. At 1 o'clock, I'm gonna end the show, and I'm gonna speak to Banks after I finish doing what I'm doing after the show. And I'm going to get all the text messages and all the tea, and I'm going to put everything out there, and we're definitely going to talk about this tomorrow night. So call in tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, Dexter, and we're definitely going to talk about this tomorrow night at 11 o'clock because I'm going to get all of it. Okay? Go ahead. Hold on. James is on the line. Father? Hello? 718-483, you're live on the air. Hello? Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Nicole, is Nicole still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. Father's calling in, but he's not saying anything. 718-483, you're on the air.
That's not James.
That's not James' number?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, next caller did switchboard. But go ahead, Nicole, finish telling your story. But, you know, I understand the same way, Nicole, because I used to do that when I was young. I used to walk into people's house, and I used to sit at people's house, and then the person of the house used to come and tell me, you're not going to speak? Well, then you need to get out of my house if you're not going to speak. So I understand exactly what you feel. If you come into somebody's house or you come into any circle, it's not even somebody's house. You come into any circle and it's a group of people in a circle and we already having a conversation and we talking and we kicking, it's only right for you to address everybody in the circle.
And I understand exactly how you feel it. But all of the other stuff that happened and you leaving the house and all of that stuff, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with all of that. And I know it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen, and I know sister's not going to let that happen. And so the best thing that my thing that I get out of the situation is that I hope that yourself, James, and Sabrina can actually sit down.
Sabrina is not in this house. So
okay, well,
no Sabrina's
not in the house.
That's why she shouldn't have came in my house throwing what she throwed.
Okay, well, I think that you, James, and sister need to sit down and get to the bottom of the situation because your sister's sister, and that's James, sister,
I'm asking, girlfriend, right? Exactly.
I don't want that to come between. I don't want that to come between y'all and the House of Icon. So I think the best thing for this to happen is for all of y'all to sit down together and try to resolve this problem together. And I don't know who was the girls that was going around and spilling all this tea mistake, but y'all should have just left this where it was at mistake. It should have never wound up with girls calling me and telling me the tea mistake. It should have never wound up. And I don't know how all these girls in the chat room found out about all of this motherfucking shit mistake. It should have stayed with me.
Well, I mean, it was a lot of people here. He said it was a lot of people. This was bound to happen. I was sitting here saying to myself I wasn't going to go on, but I said to myself, no, I have to, because it was enough people here for people to call and say, that's how they know. Somebody in the chat room, they're saying literally, what happened? They know about me sitting in a corner and everything.
Child, it's just a mess, honey. It's a mess. Oh, child, it's a lot. It's a lot of tea, honey. It's a lot, honey. But I just hope that y'all do definitely get to the bottom of this and y'all be able to resolve this problem because it's crazy. And I don't want y'all to go through this.
I would, like I said, I have a lot of love for all my whole situation. I love everybody in the house and my house itself. But it's not about that. This is not what it's about. It was about how I was disrespecting. And Sabrina is light work for me. That's nothing for me. This is more about James than it is even about that. It is more about how this has always been going on. It's not about she's light work anytime. And when he told me that, he said, don't call her out. If that's because that's his first daughter, his best friend. I understand, stick by her, but I'm going to stick to my word. And he said it. If it meant something that bad to me, and if it was all like that, then it's like that, and I will. Because I don't think that she should have done. And I humbled and respect myself, and the whole time I knew she didn't see me anyway. So that just doesn't make sense. All of this don't make sense. It's not about that. It's not about a 007. It's not about controversy. It's not about me even wanting to disrespect James. That's not even the situation at all. It's about me, and I'm going to stand up for myself. My voice is too loud to allow someone to keep stepping on me and stepping on me and stepping on me, and I'll just humble myself for the sake of I want us all to love each other, or I want us all to feel close, or I want this all to work, and I'm the one with the problem, and I'll be the victim, and I'm just getting someone is treating me this way. And so I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to be in that position either.
Yes.
So it's so much deeper than all of that. And me and my sister have spoken. I've told her. And my brother said, I can't. It's not about that. It's not about that. I don't want to go anywhere away from the House of Icon. I love them. I am it. But it's not about that. It's so much bigger than that. It's so much bigger. And I spent every dime, and I tried to do everything. And, Kelly, it was a sickening party. And everybody said they had fun other than all of that shit that went on. But I opened up my whole house, and I opened up the whole situation. It wasn't about that. It really wasn't. I saw it in his eyes. I saw it, and I'm okay with it.
Nicole, hold on, Nicole, because we're just talking just to be talking, honey. And we can't do anything because the internet went out over at headquarters. So,
oh shit,
we're going to be back here tomorrow night on What the Fuck Tuesday, girls. Nicole, Jaquan, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody.
Jaquan, happy birthday. I know y'all can still hear us in the chat room, but we can't control anything over here because everything went down on the board, so we can't control anything. Y'all can still hear us, and I'm not going to just sit here and talk, and I can't get no phone callers and things in. Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night to everybody. Happy birthday, Jaquan.
Okay.
I'll see you all.
Okay.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the Osmonds, right here. I love y'all all for loving me. We'll be back here tomorrow night on What the Fuck Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Like I say, y'all every night, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all go to, and y'all pick somebody up in, make sure y'all practice safe sex, and y'all definitely wrap it up. The life you save can be your own. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night at 11. Girls, tune in. Tell your girlfriends about it because it's going to go down, honey. I'm going to get the texts and the T's and everything, honey, and we're going to be here. Bye.